Shabbat Shalom, and Shabbat Shalom to everybody with us. I hope everybody had a good Passover, and we will start in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne in heaven, and we thank you and we bless your name. We thank you, Father, for another week of life. We thank you for opening up our minds to your truth and your word. And Father, we ask your Spirit to guide and lead as we study your word. We thank you for all the blessings you give, and we pray for your people around the world who need your prayers this day, particularly our brethren in Sudan. And we thank you for all these things and give you praise in your Son Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Alrighty, we are back after a few weeks off for the feast. Time goes quick. And this will be the only Bible study for a few weeks. I have another trip I have planned coming. So I will be away a few weeks, and then we will start again after that. But I wanted to at least get the Bible study started because a lot of things are happening in world news. And before getting started with Ezekiel, I only got maybe another few chapters going over there, and then maybe a few later in the book we're going to go over. But I wanted to also go over today one of our favorite subjects about Babylon the Great. So that's going to be our study after I go over the world news. I got quite a few things here in the world news because we haven't been here for a few weeks. But I think for the most part, I'll read some of these headlines. And except for maybe one or two subjects, I will not get into the articles too much. But the first article here I will get into because there's other articles on this, and this is even leads into the Bible study on Babylon. And it says, economics expert issues dire warning on serious threat faced by U.S. dollar. It's inevitable. I have a couple other articles on this. And this is serious. I've been talking about this for a while, probably more than 10 years, since the last stock market crash that happened in 2009 and 2010. And I think what happens is a lot of people that just have seen how basically the dollar has been the world reserve currency for, you know, X amount of years, and it's just always gone like this. And it's the normalcy bias that people don't see that it can change. But let me tell you, it not just can change, it's changing, as we're going to see here in these articles. When you're looking at something like the dollar being the world reserve currency, and I explained this many times, I don't think I'm going to explain it now, but basically the short story is that countries around the world need to buy dollars to buy things like petrol. So, you know, Saudi Arabia, who is the, you know, head leader in OPEC, and every country in the world that's buying oil from, you know, the Arabs, you have to buy the oil in dollars, or at least you did before, as we're going to see. It's no longer that way. So no matter what, no matter how many dollars are being printed, no matter how bad the U.S. economy is, the dollar is going to be sustainable because it's the world reserve currency. That's the currency that basically is holding up the world economy. This is going away very, very quickly. And when I get to the next article, I think I'll talk more about that. This one talks about the Chinese balloon. Remember that? About 2 months ago, that was flying over America, that nice little balloon. And they say NBC confirms the China balloon gathered intel on U.S. military sites. But, you know, it just happened to go that way. You know, the wind was blowing it in front of every military site that has nuclear weapons. And, yeah, it was an accident. But now they found out it wasn't an accident. Here's another important story that's here. We talked about this also, the global currency that will be coming. And this says the Federal Reserve to launch instant payment service, FedNow, it's called, starting in July. Just in about 2 months from now, the Federal Reserve said Wednesday it will launch its long-awaited instant payment service, FedNow, in July. The instant payment network will settle payments in seconds with the capability to support consumer-to-consumer, consumer-to-merchant, merchant-to-merchant, and bank-to-bank transactions. So you might think, okay, what's the big deal, right? Well, the big deal is They're making this sound like this is the best thing since sliced bread. And actually, we're already doing this. You know, I mean, if you have a credit card, you're doing the same thing. A credit card is an instant payment. Anywhere you go, you could do it. And it makes it instantly. So why do we need FedNow? What the difference is that FedNow, where credit cards go by banks. So if you have a Wells Fargo credit card or you have a Bank of America credit card, it's basically the bank. The bank is loaning you that money on the credit card, and you could pay it off at the end of the month or whatever. Now, with FedNow, what they're moving toward is a one reserve currency. This is the first step to the digital currency, meaning that pretty soon everything will go through the Federal Reserve. So nothing will be going anymore directly through the banks. It'll be through the Federal Reserve in every transaction, which means every single transaction a person makes will be recorded, documented, and watched and monitored. So this is pretty big. I'm not going to read the article here. Yahweh willing, I will be sending out a Brethren update within the next couple of days, and I will also send all these articles that people can read them. But right now we don't have the time because I want to get in the Bible study soon, and I have a lot of articles just to kind of scan over. China sends fighter jets toward Taiwan after the head of Taiwan met with Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker in America. Israel may have come down a little bit, but there's still a lot of problems going on there. And this talks about the ex-IDF intelligence chief said the overall damage to Israel's national security may be irreversible. So again, if you haven't been watching, for whatever reason, Prime Minister Netanyahu is trying to change the high courts and take away pretty much the power of the high court. And it's been, hundreds of thousands of people that have been protesting. And this is even a lot of the reserves that said they will not go in as a reservist. And now we had all these problems going on with Hezbollah and Hamas. And it's just another day in the promised land, right? Lapid says he fears for country after receiving security briefing from Netanyahu. Opposition head slams incompetent government, demands PM rein in far-right ministers, officially reinstate Galan as defense minister of Likud. Lapid engaging in petty politics is what Likud is saying. So again, this is all that's going on there. Hezbollah, Hamas heads meet, promise further resistance against Israel. So this is another interesting thing because, what I've seen over all the years I lived in Israel was, for whatever reason, and I guess because they're, Hamas is being supported basically by Saudi Arabia and Hezbollah is being supported by Iran, and the two of them are not really allies, even though they're both against Israel. And like the Arabs say, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. But now we saw just recently how Iran now is making peace ties with Saudi Arabia. And now all of a sudden, Hezbollah and Hamas are working together from the north and the south against Israel. So this is not a good development for Israel. And we will see where that moves to in the coming weeks and months. China simulates hitting key targets in Tehran. Taiwan. Taiwan warns China misstep could lead to uncontrollable world war breakout. So if, and it's, they say it's not a matter of if or when China will take back Taiwan, but it'll be, even though as horrible as the situation is with Ukraine and Russia, this will be much, much worse, as America has already said they will support not just financially, but militarily. They will bring military and fight China to help Taiwan. So we will see, and that's doesn't look like it's too far away. Holy Land Christians say attacks rising in far-right Israel. And I talked about this before. The government with Prime Minister Netanyahu has some really, really far-right people that in America they would almost be compared to like the white supremacists. You know, that kind of people that are there in the government, that, and some of them are running the security. And Again, by coincidence, since this government has got in there now, they're attacking a lot of the Christian sites and burning churches, and nobody's really caring too much about it. So that's not also not a good situation there. Here it says the U.S. could lose up to 900 warplanes fighting a Chinese invasion of Taiwan, but would emerge victorious. This is what this think tank says. Others say there's no way that America could win a war right at the Chinese doorstep there in Taiwan. I would not want to test it, to be honest with you. And I hope it doesn't come, but it looks inevitable. Putin meets China's defense minister in Moscow. That just happened a couple weeks ago. U.S. warship sails through Taiwan Strait following China war games. There's war games going on just about every other day there. And here's the other article on the dollar. De-dollarization is happening at a stunning pace. So the dollar is losing its reserve status at a faster pace than generally accepted, as many analysts have failed to account for last year's wild exchange rate moves. And the greenback share in global reserves slid last year at 10 times the average speed of the past two decades, as a number of countries look for alternatives. So now, I don't know if you've heard of the BRICS country there, a economic power. It's with Brazil, Russia, Iran, China, and South America, and there's other countries now joining them, a bunch of other countries joining them. And they have set their own currency there now, basically with the yuan, but with gold. They're having a lot of gold to back it up that they've been buying. And Saudi Arabia came out a few weeks back and said they will accept this currency now instead of dollars. So this is why, like I said, it's the dollar as the reserve currency is going 10 times faster than average of what it's been the last two decades now. And just let me read here. The U.S. currency now represents 52% of the total global official reserves, down from almost 75% just in 2001. So this is really, really serious. That, think about it, 20 years ago, and it was falling then somewhat, because if you go back maybe 30 years ago, it was 90%. But it was 75% in 2001, and now it's only 52% and moving quickly. And once it gets under 50%, it's not the world reserve currency anymore. The power moves out of that, and they're not going to be able to keep producing money the way they are. And now they're having all kinds of other problems with the debt ceiling there, and will they raise the debt ceiling? They cannot sustain this kind of debt and with interest rates moving up like this. So we're in a Shemitah year. It's a year of building up. It's a year of tearing down. We have 5 months to go in the Shemitah. You know, who knows what's going to happen by the end of it. But this is something that, whether it happens in 5 months or it happens in 1 to 2 years, it's happening. It's not something being predicted anymore. It's in the process of happening. And Babylon is falling. This is serious, because Babylon is money. Babylon is the economic system that they've brought to the world. And without that economic system, there is no Babylon. So they cannot sustain their military might and everything without the money. And that's why I want to get into this study here pretty soon. I just have a few more articles I want to go over. But this is serious, serious situation that's happening. Another article says here, this was just about a week ago, Vladimir Putin is preparing to attack the UK. Okay, here's another one from MoneyWise. The U.S. budget deficit hit a staggering, the deficit, meaning what they're spending from what they're bringing in, hit a staggering $1.1 trillion in only the first half of 2023. We're still in April. We're just 4 months into 23, and they've already hit $1.1 trillion deficit. Is America on the brink of collapse? So it's really serious, because these are the kind of things, when they happen, nobody can understand it. And like I said, you're looking at inflation and you're looking at prices of everything go up. And to be honest, it's not really inflation. It's the devaluing of the money. And it's been like that. So think about it. The world has been here for almost 6,000 years. And if we go back 100 years ago, go to the 1920s, you could still get for one penny, you can get a whole bag of candy or something. You know, I mean, rents were $5 a month. People were making $20 a week, which in some parts of the world is still like that. But it's the devaluing of the money that has caused all the hyperinflation that's happening in the country. And there's a point where it can't sustain it anymore. And then Babylon falls. And we know it. The Bible tells us that. So we'll see this shortly. I'm not going to get into too much today of the fall of Babylon, but more about some of the things it talks about Babylon here. So here it says, Biden administration is quietly planning for a future where you don't own money. In Biden's future, you will not own CBDC money, and you will have no privacy either. That's from Fox News. This isn't from some far-right website. So this is where they're going to. And here's Putin's ally, who was the president at one time, Dmitry Medvedev. And he said, we are probably on the verge of a new world war. So it is a fact now that the pipeline that Russia had, their major pipeline for bringing oil into Europe, was blown up by America. They said they were going to do it. If Russia went into Ukraine, they did it. And Russia is being pretty calm, or let's say having a lot of discipline, you know. But they're planning what their move is going to be. And they're not going to be hasty, because they're only going to make a move if they know that it's something that they can win. And they want to do it together with China. Renowned China investor Ray Dalio says the U.S. and China are on the brink of war, and that both sides are beyond the ability to talk. So this is where we're at. Things moving quickly. And just a few weeks that we haven't been meeting, and it seems almost like a year with all the things that are happening here and all the newsworthy articles. But keep your eyes open, because really things are moving, and that the interest rates where they're at 5%, it's not sustainable to the dollar, and the dollar not, you know, moving away from being the world currency here. That is the end of Babylon when that is official. So we need to see. Okay, what I want to do tonight and the rest of the time of our Bible study is I want to, once again, I haven't done it in a while, but I want to go over Bible study on who is Babylon. Because, you know, every couple of years, it's amazing how, and we have, you know, thousands and thousands of people all over the world who follow our ministry. Some people have followed us for 25 years. They may not be part of the congregation, but that's okay. You know, they follow the ministry and, you know, whatnot. But the interesting part is, sometimes people that have even, you know, come to the feast with us or been part of us, you know, they'll write and they'll say about, oh, is America really Babylon? You know, I heard that Babylon is whoever, you know, all of this stuff. Babylon is Ecuador. Babylon is Jerusalem. That was one that came up about 10 years ago. You know, and now the one that came up a couple of years ago is Babylon is Saudi Arabia. And it's interesting how people that will teach some of this stuff, they'll say, well, you know, yeah, there are some scriptures that look like Babylon could be America, but you have to fit every scripture. It's got to fit every scripture. And then the same people that will say that, they'll only go to one or two scriptures that could possibly make Babylon into what they're saying, you know, the Catholic Church or whatever. And they don't go to all the 100 scriptures that definitely prove it's America. So I agree with that. It's got to fit every scripture. And as you'll see tonight, Saudi Arabia doesn't fit. You know, Saudi Arabia clearly does not fit. And the other thing that I want to start by saying is, you know, we're in the end of the end, right? The end time in Scripture, when you look at a generation, this generation will not pass till all these things come to be. In the Bible, a generation can be 40 years, it could be 70 years, it can be 100 years. And I believe probably all three of those generations work in the end time. But when you're looking at when the end time started, officially started, it was at the end of World War II. That's when United Nations was created, you know, 1945, and the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund, and all these things. And that's really like in the late 40s, is really when Babylon started. That's when the end started and when Babylon started. I'm not saying America was Babylon back in 1620, you know, when the pilgrims are coming to America. They weren't. And that's why it says at one point Babylon was a golden cup in Yahweh's hand, meaningly they had value at one point. But they've turned from that. They've turned from something of value to a harlot. And we're going to see this here, that there's no other, Babylon is certainly a land. There's no doubt about that. We'll see the land of Babylon. It's a land that is being destroyed. Revelation 18:4, and I heard another voice say, leave the land of her, come out of her. It's literally leave the land, that you not share in her sins and you not receive of her plagues. So there's 12 scriptures that show Babylon's a land, but people want that don't understand the Bible, they want to keep getting back and saying Babylon is a religion. So for the longest time, for hundreds of years, people believed Babylon was the Catholic Church. But, you know, now again, some people believing Babylon is Islam. Or, you know, Saudi Arabian Islam. Mecca, maybe, I don't know. But what you have to realize is church, the word church and churches did not start for several hundred years till after the Bible was written. And there are no churches in the Bible. You will not find the word church in the Bible. Look it up. Some translations may wrongly have church, but it's not church. You know, the word is, it's the people. It's the idah, you know, in the Hebrew and the Aramaic, meaning the congregation, the people, and the ekklesia, it is in the Greek, which is also meaning the people. None of it means a building. None of it means a church, quote unquote. There is no such thing in Scripture. So when we're looking at a great harlot, it doesn't mean a church. It means, what is a harlot is? It's a harlot, like the definition goes by. It's somebody that's been unfaithful. It's somebody that's made a pact with Yahweh one way and then hasn't followed the other way. Because in Scripture, who is called a harlot most in Scripture? It's not a church because there's no church in Scripture. Who's called a harlot most is Israel. Israel played the harlot, right? And Israel certainly is not a church. You know, even modern Judaism didn't start till the 2nd century AD. So Babylon cannot be a church. And as we'll go here, let's just go over the scriptures again. I have so many messages on this online. We have the whole lesson. Lesson 15 is on Babylon. We have remnants walks that we did on Babylon. So many things. And I say, there is only one nation in the whole world that fits all 100 characteristics of Babylon, and it's United States of America. And a matter of fact, this is so important because in the end time, Babylon is the main player. Babylon is the number one military in the world, the number one economic power in the world. They're the number one, the merchants of Babylon are the ones that are running the world. Is that a joke? Tell me who the vendors are in Saudi Arabia. So it's not that hard. I used to always say you could pick up a Wall Street Journal and you could figure this out when you're reading the scriptures. There's only one nation that has been here since 1945 to 1950 that has filled these, as we'll see, and it's America, nobody else. So Revelation 17. And one of the seven cherubs, having the seven bowls, came and spoke with me, saying, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot sitting on many waters, right? She's a harlot, right? And America is a harlot. America, you know, has the country of America and the government of America is a harlot. What they'll do is their enemies, they'll make pacts with their enemies. They'll you know, one day they hate Russia, right? And they're fighting against Russia and they're trying to destroy Russia. And then the next day they'll be partnering with Russia if they're trying to get against Iran or somebody else. They're a harlot. They have no, as a nation, they have no consistency. They have no dignity. They're there like it doesn't make a difference. I'm talking about the government, of course. The government of the country is a harlot. And when you just look at what they do and how they do it, there's no doubt about that. But it says she sits on many waters. Well, let the Bible interpret the Bible. What are these waters? Verse 15, he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples and crowds and nations and tongues, right? So Babylon is a great melting pot. They're a great melting pot. Jeremiah 51 and verse 13, because Jeremiah 50 and 51 parallel Revelation 17 and 18. And as I'll prove here, Jeremiah 50 and 51 definitely are end time. They have not happened. Babylon was never destroyed, completely destroyed, like it says. And I'll prove to you in certain scriptures, when it talks about the return of Israel, that the language that's used can only be end time language. So you can't say, well, let's not look at Jeremiah 50 and 51, and let's just look at two scriptures in Revelation 17. We got to look at all the scriptures. And something either fits or it doesn't. And like I said, Saudi Arabia doesn't fit. The Catholic Church doesn't fit. Ancient Iraq doesn't fit. They're not the leader of the world, as we'll see, militarily or any other way. So Jeremiah... Jeremiah 51 and verse 13. It says, O you who live by many waters, rich in treasures, your end has come, the measure of your unjust gain in covetousness, right? Their unjust gain. And boy, I can go into just a whole Bible study just on the unjust gain that Babylon has caused, right? How you see that, you know, with all the trading, America controls who will trade and who's not, right? So here it is, America, look in the last 20 years, which country has gone and invaded more countries than anybody else? Take a guess. Yeah, America, Babylon, right? They've gone into Afghanistan, and they've gone into Iraq, and different areas, right? South America areas they've gone into years before that. They went into Grenada. They went all different areas. But America is the one who is attacking areas and going into areas, right? So they're the one that is the world policeman, like it says in Jeremiah 50 and verse 23. They're the one doing. No other country, you know, you could say Russia, yeah, they've gone into Ukraine, you know, and whatnot. But not like America has. America has gone into countries that are 7,000-8,000 miles away from them that have nothing to do with them. So here it is. They are the one who is attacking other countries and going into other countries, as we see. And he says they live by many waters, right? America has the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, the Mississippi River, and on, the Great Lakes, you know, you name it, and their water, and their unjust gain, and their covetousness. And in Revelation 17 and verse 15, what are the waters also? The waters where you saw where the harlot sits are people and crowds and nations and tongues, like I said. So Babylon is a great melting pot. So Babylon has people from all different countries living in it. Saudi Arabia isn't a great melting pot. Neither is Rome, is not a great melting pot. Some people think Rome is Babylon. But it's got to fit. It's got to fit all the... And it's very interesting when we go to Revelation 17 and verse 5. Look what it says. And on her forehead... Well, you know what? Let me go first to... I'll go to verse 3. And he carried me away into the desert by the Spirit. And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast filled with names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. So remember, Babylon rides the beast, which means Babylon created the beast, right? And I believe the beast, if... it was today is the United Nations and what's working. It may be something else. After this war comes, there may be something else they create. I've said this for many, many years. But it will be world government, you could say. It will be some form of world government, right? And Babylon created the world government. And they're controlling it. They're riding the beast. But the world government hates Babylon. And they want to destroy her. Because again, just why the same reason why America's world reserve currency is falling is... because as every country has problems and every country goes into problems because they just can't create money, America just keeps creating trillions and trillions of dollars. And the world sees this is not fair to everybody. There's no reason why America should be able to just create money at will and everybody else has to have all these financial problems. So we see that she's sitting on the beast, right, with 7 heads and 10 horns. We said that before, very interesting. The... United Nations has 5 permanent members on the Security Council, a rotating president and a secretary general. There's 7 heads, and then there's 10 horns. There's 10 rotating members. I believe they're on for 2 years, and then they rotate. So we see that. And it says, and the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet and being guided with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, filled with abominations and unclean things of a fornication. And when you read this, what does it remind you of? For me, it definitely reminds me of the Statue of Liberty, right? It even talks about having a seven spiked crown, you know, she has a crown on her head with seven spikes. But it's interesting that when you look, that the Statue of Liberty was given by Freemasons, Garibaldi, to America, France, from France, and it came and they put it together. It is the world's largest idol, at least it has been up until recent times. People walk inside of it, go whatever, but it is the world's largest idol. And what's interesting about it is, originally, it was to be made with purple and scarlet, but it was too expensive to make those colors. So they made it the kind of green that they did. And also, they originally had it with a gold cup, not a torch. Later, it was decided once they came here that it would be a torch, and they changed it. But you could actually go online, and there's pictures of the original Statue of Liberty with a golden cup in her hand. So, boy, does this fit. And on her forehead was a name having been written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth, right? Mystery Babylon the Great. So it's interesting, too, that as we'll see when we read Revelation 18, when the ships are coming, you know, and they're far away and they see the smoke of her burning, that when the ships come trading, you know, in the ports of New York, and they come from the Atlantic Ocean, they make that turn coming into the New York port, the very first thing they see is a gigantic water tower that says, "Welcome to Babylon." Because there's Babylon, New York. Literally, that's the name of the town in New York. It's called Babylon, New York, and that's the first thing people see. But what does this mean, Mystery Babylon? What it means is it's not ancient Babylon, right? If it was ancient Babylon, it wouldn't be a mystery. But it's the daughter of Babylon. It's end time Babylon, right? So it's a mystery. And it's Babylon the Great, Babylon the Megala. You know what that means? That literally means, look up the words, it's Babylon the superpower, right? So whoever this Babylon is, as we'll see, the whole world is shocked when Babylon goes down. They can't believe it. What's going to happen? The world can't go on. There's no more Babylon, right? They're crying and sighing because nobody buys their merchandise or junk anymore, right? That Babylon's buying. Nobody's going to do that if Saudi Arabia went down tomorrow, or Rome went down tomorrow, or any country you could name there. Nobody is going to be sighing and crying. The world isn't going to come to an end except for America, because America is the steam engine of the world economy. And they have been. They're falling decade by decade, yes. They're not the same they were now 75 years ago when the end time started. But we'll see at that time, wow, there's no way that you could deny who America is. So this is what it is. It's Babylon, the superpower. So take your choice. You might say now China's becoming a superpower, right? But I haven't heard anybody say Babylon could be China. You know, that would probably fit more to me because they are a big economic power. They might even overtake America in the next year or two. They are a military power, but they don't fit all the scriptures. They don't fit all the scriptures of Babylon, as we're going to see here. They're not the world policemen, that's for sure. Jeremiah 50:23, Babylon is the hammer of the earth. They pound, right? China certainly is not the world policeman that does that. Jeremiah 50 and verse 12, let's go back to Jeremiah 50. Your mother will be deeply ashamed. She who bore you shall turn pale. Behold, the last of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. Right? So the last of the nations, meaning Babylon is not an ancient country. So it ain't ancient Iraq, who's been there for thousands of years. It's not Egypt. It's not Syria. It's not. They're a new country. And America is only 200 and some odd years old. So that would fit there. And Babylon has a mother. And we know that Great Britain is the mother of the U.S. You know, that's where the U.S. came out from there. So we see that clearly, that that fits in there. Isaiah 47 and verse 13. It says, "You are exhausted by your many plans. Let those dividing the heavens stand up now and save you, the stargazers, making known what is coming on you and into the new moons." So we see that some translation says many councils, you know, that there's many counselors, they're making many plans. Babylon is a democracy. It's not a dictatorship, you know, so that would rule China out pretty much in that sense, as far as many other things that we see here. Revelation 17:18, another thing that's very interesting about Babylon. And the woman whom you saw is the great city having dominion over the kings of the earth. So whoever this Babylon is, she has dominion over the kings of the earth. She's the leader. So come on, be honest about it. Even when we're looking today at what's going on with Russia, how quick did America cut Russia out of the SWIFT system? How quick did America bring all of these sanctions on Russia? When has sanctions ever come on America? When we see what America did. America went to Iraq with shock and awe and killed 500,000 people. They killed all those people. They killed women and children. They killed all kinds of people. They never got any sanctions. Because America, Babylon, is ruling, having dominion over the kings of the earth. Jeremiah 51 and verse 44. Jeremiah 51 and verse 44. It says, "And I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he has swallowed up. And the nation shall not flow together anymore to him. Yea, the walls of Babylon shall fall." The nations will not flow together anymore to Babylon. So the nations meet in Babylon, right? Again, the only place where United Nations is, in New York, where all the nations come to meet. They don't do that in China. They don't do that in Saudi Arabia. They don't do that in ancient Babylon. They don't do that in Rome. They only do it in America. That's where the United Nations is. That's where all the nations come to meet. And after Babylon falls, they won't be doing that any longer. So, wow. I don't know how much clearer it can be, you know, but it's pretty clear. In the book of Habakkuk, if we back up to Habakkuk, and again, it's talking about the burden of Babylon. And look what it says. Verse 6, "For behold, I raise up the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, the bitter and impetuous nation which is going into the broad spaces of the land to possess dwellings not their own." How did America become America? How did they get their land? Let me read it again. "By going into the broad spaces of the land to possess dwellings not their own." It was the American Indians that were living there. And they went into the broad spaces of the land across the country and killed the Indians off and took it. Exactly like it says here. And then look what it says about Babylon. "He is terrible and fearful. His judgment and his glory goes forth from himself," right? He doesn't take anybody's word. He doesn't take it when anybody says. His judgment goes from himself. And that's why nobody judges Babylon, but Babylon judges everyone else. "His horses are swifter than leopards and are fiercer than the evening wolves, and their horsemen spread themselves. Yea, their horsemen come from afar. They shall fly as the eagle hurrying to eat," right? America's always had the best military, the best airplanes, the best weaponry. "All of him shall come for violence. The gathering of their faces is forward, and they will gather captives like the sand." It makes me think of, you know, Shock and Awe, the war in Iraq. Thousands and thousands of people in the sand. With their hands up, putting their weapons down. And America's just going in and taking them after killing a lot. Verse 10, "And he will scoff against the kings, and officials will be a scorn to him. He shall scorn every fortress, and he shall heap up dirt and capture it," right? So this is Babylon, scoffing at kings, laughing, you know, and mocking because they know that nobody can challenge them, at least up until now. Now we have a different situation. We got a world war that's getting ready to happen. And unless something changes in Yahweh's time frame real fast, you can almost be guaranteed within the next 1 to 2 years we're going to be at world war, maybe sooner. But like I said, it's all in Yahweh's time plan. Yahweh can stop it. He can turn it. He can bring stop the war in Ukraine. He could hold the Chinese back for a while. We don't know. But the way things are looking now, unless Yahweh intervenes, we're almost certain to be at war within 1 to 2 years maximum. So let's continue here now. Let's continue. And let's go to Revelation 18 now, because I think this is kind of like checkmate when we look at Revelation 18. I don't know how anybody could read Revelation 18 and think that Babylon is anybody else but the United States. Okay. And verse 2, I cried, and he cried in a strong, great voice, saying, Babylon the great has fallen, it has fallen, it has become a dwelling place of those possessed by demons, and a home of every foul spirit, and a home of every unclean bird, even the home of every unclean and hateful beast. So we know Babylon, once it's destroyed, it will never be inhabited forever. And we know that during the end time, you know, once the beast power takes over, Babylon is the place, it's like Satan's headquarters. It's the place of demons, you know, and the home of every foul spirit. So it's the last place you want to be at that point. And that's why Yahweh says in verse 4, and I heard another voice of heaven saying, leave the land of her, my people, that you may not share in her sins, and you may not receive of her plagues, because her sins joined together have reached up to heaven, and Yahweh remembered her unjust deeds. And face it, these world leaders are so evil, and they're into pedophile, they're into marketing of children and people. And now it's all in the open. In America, we see millions of people crossing the border, and these people are not crossing the border for freedom. They're not crossing the border for a better life. They're crossing the border to become slaves, and they're allowing it, and they're using it, and they're selling these children into sexual slavery, and it's being allowed. And Yahweh says he's had enough. The abortion, can you imagine? You know, like that, we have to sit here and argue when there's been around 60 billion people that have been born since Adam, and every single one is the same way. A man and a woman come together, the sperm and the egg come together, and a child is born 9 months later. There's no other way. There's no way that you plant a seed in the backyard and, okay, these are my tomatoes, these are my eggplant, and that's my children that are going to be growing. It doesn't work that way. It works the same way for every single human being, even Yeshua. Even though Yeshua was a little different because the egg was fertilized by the Holy Spirit, it was still fertilized and it was born of a woman. That's the way. So to say that abortion is not murder, where are they coming from? Of course it's murder. If they didn't murder that fetus, it would be a child after 9 months. Come on. And it's ridiculous because they're evil and they're liars, and now they want to make pedophile legal. They literally want to make it legal as long as the child isn't complaining about it. This is about as evil and demonic as you can get. And this is why it says Yahweh has had enough. He's had enough. And at one point, Babylon was a golden cup in Yahweh's hand. Hey, in the 1600s, 1700s, even 1800s, America was bringing Bibles and missionaries, and they were doing more good than any other country on the face of the earth. That's where his headquarters was for all that time, but not anymore. Not anymore. Babylon is a cesspool. And that's why Yahweh says, get out of her, because he is coming for vengeance. And he's not the only one. You know, let's see what happens, right? Verse 6, give back to her as she gave back to you, and double to her according to her works, and the cup which she mixed to her double. By what things she glorified herself and luxuriated, by so much give back to her torment and mourning, because she says in her heart, I sit as a queen, and I am not a widow, I will not see sorrow. If that isn't America, right? America is never going to go down. Saudi Arabia is no military might. They've never been. If it wasn't for America backing Saudi Arabia, we'd be in trouble. Even when Saddam Hussein, remember when he attacked Kuwait? And that started the second Gulf War, right? By him attacking Kuwait. And what happened there? Saudi Arabia was scared. They were going to be next. And America had to come in, Babylon, to stop it. There's no other country on earth that is glorified and luxuriated as much as Babylon. Because of this, in one day her plague come, death and mourning and famine, she will be consumed with fire, for Yahweh Elohim judging her is strong. And the main thing is because, you know, you have a lot of pagan countries out there, and you have, places like, Pakistan and all these different, North Korea, that are really, really overall pagan places. But Babylon wasn't like that. Babylon was a golden cup. Yahweh gave his word to Babylon. They had his word. They had his Bible. There were pastors there. And what happened over time is they gave up the word of Yahweh. They gave up the commandments. They gave up the things that were blessing them so much and became the cesspool that they are today, with every evil and filth that you can imagine, and making it illegal. You know, it's illegal to have a Bible in school. It's illegal for a teacher to pray, or even a child to pray. If you pray in a school, you're going to get kicked out and arrested. But it's not illegal to have Satan worship, all the other stuff that they do. That's not illegal. It's not illegal to have transgressors. It's not illegal to mutate 5 and 6 and 7 year olds, mutate their genitals. This is all stuff that they're making legal. It is about the sickest place you can imagine. And they're trying to make it normal. It is not normal. It is not normal, and Yahweh hates it, and that's why he's coming to destroy it. And look what he says. Because of this, in one day her plagues come, death, mourning, and famine. She'll be consumed with fire, for Yahweh Elohim judging her is strong. And what happens when this happens? And the kings of the earth will weep and wail over her. Those having fornicated and having luxuriated with her, when they see the smoke of her burning, standing from afar off of the fear of her torment, saying, woe, woe to the great city Babylon, the strong city, for in 1 hour your judgment came, right? And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her, because no one buys their merchandise anymore, right? All of the merchants, Babylon is a buyer. And that's why I just read you, what is the article I read you there? In the first half of 2023, just in 4 months, Babylon already has a $1.1 trillion deficit. They have a deficit. They're buying more than they're selling. They have a deficit that's there. And that's what happens, because they take all the junk of all these countries in, and the people buy it. And that's why the merchants are crying, because no one buys their merchandise anymore. What merchandise beside oil does Saudi Arabia have? What merchandise does Iraq have? What merchandise does the Catholic Church have? Beside trinkets you might buy in front of the Vatican when you go there. Come on, be reasonable. And all the merchants of the earth, not just the merchants in Babylon, the whole merchants of the earth, because they're the ones that are buying, the Babylonians. They're 25% of the world economy. They used to be 50%. Never again will there be trading of merchandise of gold, silver, precious stone, pearls, fine linen, purple, silver, scarlet, aromatic wood, every ivory vessel, of precious wood, copper, iron, marble, cinnamon, perfumes, ointment, frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, beef, sheep, horses, chariots, and bodies and souls of men. And that's what we're seeing, that Babylon has become the bodies and the souls of men. And, you know, it's like I said, we're at the end of this. We're not at the beginning of the end time. We're at the end of the end time. So this is where now Babylon is getting ready to fall, because we're in the end of the end time. And there's still the world economic power in the world. China, like I said, is coming quick, but they're not taking over Babylon yet. But go back to the late 1940s, right? When the end time just started and Babylon was just starting at that point. And let me give you some statistics on what America controlled back when Babylon was starting, right? World petroleum output in 1950 was almost 3,800 million barrels. Of this total, the United States alone produced more than half, 52%. So even in oil, right, which America could still be the world leader in oil, as it proved when President Trump was in there, and they started opening up those, you know, they have a lot of oil reserves in the U.S., and fracking and whatnot, and Biden stopped as soon as he got in, Joe Biden. But here it is, in 1950, 52% of, you have 200 countries in the world, 198, and America has 52% of all the oil at that point. And all the other countries have a piece, okay? In 1950, America mined 1.5 times as much coal as all nations combined. So every nation combined, and America was 1.5 times that. In 1950, the United States alone produced just about 60% of all steel in the world. 60%. Only America. The other 197 countries combined, 40%. Come on. of the foodstuffs, including milk, cheese, butter, beef, the United States produces a fourth of the world's total, 25% of the whole world, just from America. In 1950, the United States produced 73% of all automobiles. 73%. And the other 27% is with Japan and all the other ones, but, you know, UK, France, you name it. All the other ones, the whole world, 197 countries, 27%. America, 73%. In 1948, Americans owned 47% of the world's radio sets and 69% of the world's television sets. I mean, this is unbelievable. So that's the point. Babylon is prophesied to fall. So America it's got to fall. And every decade it's been falling. But when the end times started, this is what America produced. Look at this. America produced back in 1950, 1 1/3 times as much pig iron as all the other nations combined. 1 1/3 times as all the nations combined. They possess nearly 95% of the world's nickel, 80% of the aluminum, 75% of the zinc. Can you imagine the nickel, the aluminum, and the zinc, 95, 80, and 75% of the whole, that was in the whole world at that time. They possessed it. And in 1950, the United States had 300% as much gold reserve as the whole world put together. Three times as much as, so let's say America had $1 million in gold reserve. That's, you know, a small percentage. Let's just say it's $1 million. That means that the world would have had like 300,000. The 197 countries together, 300,000. And America has $1 million of gold. The most important thing at that point. In 1950, America possessed half of the world's railroad mileage. Half of the world railroad mileage. So, come on. When we're looking here, in the merchants of the earth, we've been worn over because no one buys their merchandise anymore. Let's be honest about it. Let's be honest about it. There's no one else that even comes close. And then drop down to verse 23. And the light of the lamp will not shine in you never. I'm in Revelation 18, verse 23. And the voice of the bridegroom will not be heard in you never. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth, right? Think about it. Where are all the corporations? For by your pharmakia, your medicine, your sorceries, all the nations were deceived by your pharmakia. And if you can't see this after COVID, then I'm sorry, you're blind. You know, your head is in the sand. You better get it out before you smother yourself. Because, I mean, you should have seen this before COVID. But after COVID, your merchants were the great ones of their... Who made the COVID? Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, right? Merck, AstraZeneca, all these countries. I mean, all these companies, you know, all these corporations, they are all from America. Who makes all of the computers, you know? Microsoft, Hewlett Packard, you know, I mean, come on. And on and on and on. And a matter of fact, the Revelation 18 names here, you know, whatever it is, 25 things that Babylon trades. Only America has a commodity exchange to trade these things. And they trade more in one day than the whole world put together. And your merchants were the great ones of the earth, and by your sorceries all the nations were deceived. By your pharmakia, by your medicine, by your vaccines. What other way can we say it? The world was deceived by the vaccines of the merchants of Babylon. Wow. I mean, this is written 2,000 years ago and we're living it today. Shame on anybody that tries to say, after reading this or hearing this, shame on anybody that tries to say that Babylon is Iraq, it's Rome, it's the Catholic Church, it's, you know, whatever, Saudi Arabia, Islam, Jerusalem. There's a whole bunch of things. But come on, be honest. And I'll be honest with you. Every time I've heard somebody try to say that it's not America, it's an American saying it. Because they don't want to admit it. And what they say is, at the same rate, when they say that Babylon is these other places, they'll try to build up and say, yeah, I know America is not the greatest place in the world, but they're this and they're that. And they're blinded. They don't understand about the world government. They don't understand about Freemasonry. They don't understand about how the leaders of America, not the people, but the leaders of America, have deceived the people, and how the World Economic Forum, which is being, again, you know, it's run by Klaus Schwab, but basically America is given the orders from it and the heads of this world government, and they don't understand that America is against its own people. Everything they're doing is against their own people, and the evil that they're committing there. And again, when you look at the trading that they do, right? Look at Africa. Africa has maybe not as many resources as Babylon today, but Africa has a lot of resources. They have all kinds of things, from coffee to tea to grain to cocoa to diamonds and gold, and you name it there. But Africa isn't allowed to trade on the World Trade Organization. Why? Because Babylon doesn't want them to. So they have to bring their things in at a fraction of the cost while the Babylonians become rich. And then what you'll see is you'll see like a child in Africa get sold to the cocoa mines for $50 because they need the money that bad. So how could that be? How could Africa, that has so many resources, the people there be living where most people have never even had $100 in their hand in their lifetime? They're making $5 a week or $20 a month. As the average wage in Babylon, I just saw it the other day, is about $70,000 per household. The average. Wow. And you think this is righteous? Why does it think it say, give to her who luxuriated and glorified herself, give to her torment and give to her double? Because, sure, if you're living in Babylon and you've been reaping the benefits from this, you don't see what's going on in the rest of the world. But I have. I've been around the world and I've seen how bad it is. And I've seen how people have suffered because of the policies that America has made and what they've done. And I'm telling you, it's evil in the eyes of Yahweh. It's absolutely evil in the eyes of Yahweh. But clearly, there is nobody else that fits even remotely. I want to go to one more scripture just to prove this, back in Jeremiah 50. Jeremiah 50 and verse 4, because, like I said, some of these people that are talking about Babylon, they don't want to go to Jeremiah 50 and 51, but it is all in time. Babylon was never destroyed this way, and I'm going to prove to you here that it definitely is in time. And Jeremiah 50 and verse 1, the word which Yahweh spoke against Babylon, against the land of the Chaldeans, okay, it's not a church, it's not a religion, it's a land. Declare among the nations and make them hear and lift up a banner, right? What happens when you lift up a banner? It's a messianic phrase. It means the Messiah is coming. Make them hear. Do not hide it. Say, Babylon is captured. Bel is put to shame. Merodach is broken into pieces, right? These are the false idols of Babylon. Her images are put to shame. Her idols are broken into pieces. And how? For a nation comes up against her from the north. People, Canada is going to... No, it doesn't say the nation north of her is coming against her. It says a group of nations from the north. That's where they're going to attack. And if Russia was going to attack America, they would certainly attack them from the north with China. For a nation comes against her from the north, and it also talks about an assembly of nations, which shall make her land a desert. Yea, no one shall dwell in it. They will flee. They will go, both man and animal. In these days and at that time, right? This is a Jewish idiom meaning the end time. Read or note. A Jewish idiom used almost exclusively for end times in millennial settings. In that day and at that time. It's a Hebrew idiom for the end time going into the millennium. So this has never happened before. Declares Yahweh, they and the sons of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek Yahweh. They're leaving Babylon, right? They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces pointing there, saying, come and let us join ourselves to Yahweh in an everlasting covenant never to be forgotten. My people are lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They've gone, they have forgotten their resting place, the Sabbath, right? They've forgotten it. But this is where it's talking about, right? Whoever Babylon is, they have a lot of Jews and Israelites living with them that are going to flee when this happens. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of Jews and Israelites living in Iraq or living in Saudi Arabia or living in the Catholic Church, living at the Vatican. So these places could not be Babylon. Only America fits. And like I said, you know, if I had here And I've done it before. I went over the main scriptures here, but I have many, many, many things on this. Like I said, lesson 15, go over it. There is no other country even remotely that comes close to fulfilling every single scripture than America. And every scripture I read to you tonight, and I read quite a few, and it was, you know, short Bible study, but none of them fit the other ones that people are saying for Babylon. Okay, and Babylon will be destroyed forever. Jerusalem is Yahweh's eternal capital forever. So certainly Jerusalem would not be Babylon. So I pray that this has helped you to see. And just stay to the trunk of the tree. You know, once you prove it, don't keep reproving it to yourself. The Bible doesn't change. So, you know, if somebody doesn't want to see it because, you know, they're just so blinded from their patriotism toward America, that's not necessarily a bad thing to be patriotic toward your land. But you also have to be honest. And at this point, America is not a good place. The people running it are evil people, and it is, and destruction is coming, and Yahweh's judgment is coming, and the handwriting is on the wall. It's coming soon. So if ever this topic was important, it's important now because we're living it. So praise Yahweh. I pray that you have a most blessed Sabbath, and we'll be back in a few weeks. After I return, and I'll have some exciting news to share with you. Yahweh bless. Shabbat Shalom.